Time is 8:31. Joining me on the line, Raymond Hack. Raymond, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Howard.
So how do we make sense of this Caster Semenya story? We, it's South Africans are devastated. We devastated.
Well, Howard, you know, the ruling that the IAAF have done is, in my opinion, totally discriminatory for one reason alone. The fact that they've targeted for athletes to run from 800 meters to a mile. Now, if you're going to impose a ruling in regard to testosterone levels, then it should be applied across the board. So whether you run the 100 meters, whether you run the marathon, whether you do soft foot or high jump, the same rules should apply. The fact that they do it merely for 800 to a mile, as far as I'm concerned, is totally discriminatory, and it is aimed at testing, no matter what they say. This whole thing has been driven by Sebastian Coe, and, you know, you have to ask why. Is it because Muir, the English athlete, is always second to her? You know, for me, Kester has never taken any performance-enhancing drugs to increase her performance or to make her a better athlete. She was born that way, and that's the way it is. So, you know, if you're going to impose these type of regulations, then you must put it for all sports and for all disciplines.
Right. So that's what we were trying to figure out in studio a little bit earlier. Lindy and I were chatting and saying, well, why specifically those events? I mean, those just happened to be her events. So surely that makes it, it shows that it is targeted. Otherwise, as you said, it should apply to everybody. It's the same principle, surely.
Well, that's why I say that it needs to be across the board for every single discipline. You can't tell me that a pole vaulter or a shot putter or somebody who runs 100 meters may not be in the same situation. And for me, the difference is the fact that this is not performance enhancing. This is how she was born. There are a number of athletes who are in the same situation as her. Why did they introduce it when Maria Matola was running? From Mozambique. Why didn't they introduce it before when Linford Christie and all these English athletes were running that had bodies like Adonis's and, you know, stuff like that? They're very quick to do drug testing for certain athletes, but for certain other athletes, they're not so quick.
Surely the fact that, as you said, it's not performance enhancing in terms of it being an external stimulus is relevant, you know, and where does the stop? Are they going to be measuring people's legs and say, well, you know, because you have unnaturally long legs, well, then you shouldn't be competing? Surely if all of us are born with genetic advantages and disadvantages.
Yes, you are. You know, what they're trying to do is they're trying to say her testosterone level must be reduced to a certain amount. But, you know, knowing Kester, she's the type of athlete who, you know, she's not going to let adversity overtake her. She'll probably train harder. She's done fantastically well. She's done the country proud. She's done herself proud. And you'll see that she'll come back, and I think she'll still be right at the top there. But it's the principle that is wrong here, because, as I said earlier, I still believe that if you're going to impose regulations like this, it must be across the board. You cannot be selective.
Absolutely right. How do you think this is going to end, or where do you think it's going to go from here?
Well, it's unfortunately something that can't be appealed, because CAS, the Court of Arbitration, is the last aspect. But I think you will certainly have legal challenges going forward for various sports in the future.
All right, and certainly we'll keep checking in with you to get your view. Raymond Hack, thank you for taking the time to chat to us. It is 8:35. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem.